Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are visiting with one of the Scrooge contestants. And of course, for people who may not know, Scrooge is a contest that's a fundraiser for the Atlantic Food Pantry. And today we're visiting with Tammy Schoberg. Good morning to you, Tammy.
Good morning, LaVon.
So this contest has been going on for quite a long time. And every year there are new contestants who want to be Scrooge. Why, Tammy, why did you say, oh yeah, I can do this?
Well, Jackie came up and asked me if I'd be interested in doing it, and I said, certainly. That's pretty exciting, so I want to help the people. I mean, I've worked here for almost 41 years, and everybody here is like family to me.
Okay. And so when she says here, that's at Hy-Vee and mostly behind the customer service counter. So, Tammy, you have answered a lot of questions in the time you've been here, all kinds of things. You have to know the store upside down and backwards.
Well, I don't know about that, but they usually come back to me for questions back here at customer service. I get a lot of different questions, so try to answer them the best I can and solve everything that I can take care of.
You bet. That's your job, and you always do it with a smile. So, Scrooge, again, that is a way of supporting the Atlantic Food Pantry, and one of the things you can do is to get donations, monetary donations. So, how can people get monetary donations to you, Tammy?
They can bring them here to the store, or they can send them to me at Hy-Vee and Care Percent of Hy-Vee, 1630 East 7th Street. If you have food donations you need to pick up, I can come pick them up if you cannot get them here. We do have a box back here at customer service for the list of food donations that they need. The money that helps them buy meat and stuff that they can't supply at the food pantry, so it's perishable items, apparently. So,
Well, they don't have a lot of storage. You know, if everybody gave 1,000 cans of stuff, that would also be kind of a problem. And then there are certain things, and they have put out a list this year of kind of, it's mostly basic stuff, isn't it, Tammy?
Yes, it's basic stuff. Examples are cereal, pancake, waffle mix, syrup, quick oats, peanut butter, 18-ounce creamy, hamburger helper, beef ravioli, SpaghettiOs, tomato soup, cream of chicken or mushroom soup, diced tomatoes, canned fruit and veggies, chili beans, manwich, sloppy joe cans, saltine crackers, tuna, mac and cheese, bar soap, toilet paper, or you can use the money to fill the gap in that they can use to help purchase the meat items or milk items that they need.
So, Tammy, you as you're reading that off, you picked up off this list at the customer service counter. So maybe as people come in to shop at Hy-Vee, they could come back, pick up one of those lists, and as they shop, just add some of those things to their cart and then bring them back to you before they went home.
They certainly can. We also have snowmen that are $1 each or $5 each that they can purchase up front or here back at customer service. Or you can just hand out, you know, if you just have a amount that you want to give, I can take care of that too. I'll put it in an envelope back here and make sure that they get it on the 24th.
And you also, as I understand, there's a couple of other places, floral department and...
Floral department. I think I have one back at pharmacy. I have one down at...
Wine and Spirits?
Wine and Spirits, and I have one at the Little Cobbler here in Atlantic.
Well, I wonder why that is. That's great. It's great for people to have different places that they can drop their checks in. And as I say, really easy to, if they want to give food, they can certainly do that. So, Tammy, I want to talk a little bit about you. You've been here at the customer service counter, but you do a lot of other things in your life. And I want to know about some of your hobbies as you're growing up. What were some of the things you were really interested in?
Well, my big hobby, as everybody knows, is the horse thing. So that's been my love of life, and I hope someday that when I retire that I can go trail ride and enjoy my grandkids and go to the rodeos if that's what they want to do.
So when did you get your first horse, and what kind of horse was it?
We had a Shetland pony named Daisy May, and we got her, I think I was about 5 years old when we got her.
Did you ever get thrown off?
Oh, I've gotten thrown off many times. I've had black eyes, broken ribs, punctured lung.
And here you are, still loving your horses and still working hard.
Yep, not going to stop either.
That's great. That's the way to keep going. So, Tammy, also I want to go back a little bit and mention the Scrooge contest. And Before I do that, I want to mention that this is only for the Atlantic Food Pantry, and there are food pantries in Oneida, Griswold, and Cumberland, and people can contribute to them also if they wish. But this one is just for the Atlantic Food Pantry. What's the reward? If you get the most money raised, what's the reward?
I believe you get to be the Grand Marshal and ride in the parade.
Head up the parade. And it's a really fun lighted parade. And that is set, I believe, for December 5th.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned another date, the 24th. That's an important date to remember.
That's the last day that I have to take my items, food items, and my money down to the chamber's office so we can get them counted and see who's the big winner.
Yes. And as I understand it, you get points for food and points for dollars.
It's 1 point per food item and 5 points per cash for a $1 cash item.
Okay. So, you know, it's just, the food is really nice, but the money is really probably more practical and actually easier to give. You don't have to carry it around in a sack.
That is correct. And also that they can use wherever they need that, more items that they need, like maybe soaps and toilet paper and paper towels and meat items they do, and milk,
yeah.
Eggs.
I guess just think about the basic things that you need at your house to keep going, and those are the kinds of things that are needed at the food pantry. And, of course, numbers are going up. I'm sure you've heard that, Tammy, that there's a bigger need.
I heard that they are, like, feeding, like, 75 families right now, so it's been a bad year for everybody. You know, I'm lucky. I have my job. I'm very glad that I do, but I also am glad that I can help support the people that really need it.
Well, that's what the Scrooge Contest is all about. So we want to thank you very much, Tammy Shelberg, for being a contestant, for doing all the work that it takes. It's not just putting your name out there. You've got to do some of this other work to really encourage people.
Yes, you're right. I just want to thank all the Scrooge contestants for out there helping us all get money and food gathered up to help the food pantry. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you so much, Tammy Shelberg, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Volunteers do not necessarily have the time, they just have the heart.